Hoosier Ag Today presents your Purdue Extension, a podcast network. A podcast partnership between Purdue University Extension and Indiana's most listened to farm radio network, Hoosier Ag Today.
Hi, and welcome to the Your Farm Podcast, as Hoosier Ag Today presents Your Purdue Extension, a podcast network. And I'm your host, CJ Miller, with Hoosier Ag Today. And you know, farming has changed a lot over the past several years. In fact, it's changed a lot over the past several decades. Very much different from the farm that your grandpa, maybe even your great-grandpa, used to operate back in their day. Back then, the use of drones, satellites, robotic sprayers, computers, all of that would have been something you would have only seen on something like Star Trek. But today, digital technology and digital agriculture is certainly a huge part of the farming business and also a huge part of agriculture as we know it here today. And joining us here on the Your Farm Podcast is Adam Shanks. Adam has quite a title. Let me go through this if I can here, Adam. You are the Digital Agriculture and Natural Resources Curriculum Lead for Purdue Extension and the Conservation Cropping Systems Initiative, CCSI. Adam, you also serve on the operations team for Purdue on the Farm, and you also serve on the executive committee for the Institute for Digital and Advanced Agriculture Systems, or IDOS for short. Adam, you also grew up on a small diversified farm near Rushaville, not far from Kokomo, there in Howard County. And you've been with Purdue Extension since 2018. You help manage and oversee a huge part of the digital agriculture program for both Purdue University and Purdue Extension. So first things first, Adam, tell us all about what digital agriculture is and how it's being used on farms today.
Well, thank you. That is a great introduction, and I appreciate the opportunity to visit with you today. And yeah, you hit the nail on the head. Digital agriculture is a whole new way of utilizing current resources to manage all aspects of agriculture. So, you know, a lot of times we think of just row crops, but digital agriculture touches all aspects, you know, livestock, our general horticulture crops, and it brings together so many different aspects as far as, you know, our agriculture and biological engineering department, agronomy, food science, animal science. We bring together all of these different colleges or scopes, if you will, and they all touch digital agriculture in a different way. You know, and a lot of times people think, oh, digital agriculture is just drones or UAVs, and that's just one you know, small part of digital agriculture, because yes, we are using drones to capture digital images that we can use to, you know, make decisions or help guide our thought processes on what's going on in the fields. But there's so much more to this digital agriculture. You know, we're looking at how we can utilize AI, artificial intelligence, how we can manage our data better. We capture so much data in this process now with the computers on board, all sorts of the equipment that we use, whether you're harvesting corn and soybeans or tomatoes or, you know, scoring livestock at the processor, we're capturing a lot of data. So how can we efficiently manage that data? How can we clean and analyze that data and make it make us better, more efficient, and make better decisions in the process?
My guest is Adam Shanks here on the Your Farm Podcast here on Hoosier Ag Today. And you know, Adam, when you talk to a lot of younger guys, a lot of students at Purdue, they're all gung-ho about digital agriculture, the use of drones for sprayers, the use of the robotic technology, the use of, and so many different companies are using apps that you can use to help scout your field for disease pressure, for pest pressure, drought pressure, and so many different, as you mentioned, it touches so many different things. How do you convince those who may be a little adverse to introducing digital agriculture on the farm? Let's say someone who is older, someone who's been farming for many, many years, maybe someone who's farming in their 60s, their 70s, maybe even into their 80s. How do you introduce that sort of technology into the farm for someone who hasn't otherwise used it before and may tell you otherwise, you know, hey, nothing beats the old way of doing things? What's your conversation with those folks, Adam?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, there's different factors that go into adoption of this kind of technology. There's the push factor, you know, that things are being created, our industry is generating new tools, and they're trying to push them out. There's also the pull factor of we're managing more acres, more livestock, bigger data sets. There's needs for tools and abilities to be able to take this digital information and make it make sense. But then there's another factor called gravity, and that is the fact that, you know, we've done it for so long the way we've done it, and it's how we're going to continue to do it. And that's a tough push to get off of that gravity, because it is a pretty hard pull. But they have to they have to understand now that we can collect so much more data, and we can look at it in a universal format versus where we used to have the notepad in our pocket, you know, the little book, and we'd carry it around, or we'd spill coffee on it, or it would get wet, and that information could be lost or hard to recoup. Well, now we can carry the smartphone device around with us everywhere we go, and we can start to make those notes digitally in that device very, very efficiently, and then we've got record of it forever. You know, it can be stored in different locations. It can be captured. It can be looked at in different locations. Anywhere we go that we've put that data in our smartphone, you know, we can go back to our desk and pull it up on the computer and analyze it. We can send it to our agronomist. We can send it to the banker. We can do all kinds of different things with this data or this information now that we've collected. Because everybody has a smartphone anymore, it seems like, or some sort of a tablet or device that we can start to use this digital information to be able to help analyze and make those decisions. So that's the push, and we're trying to. It takes steps, right? To the help those folks that are a little bit slow to adopt it. You know, baby steps, little bites. How do we start to use our smartphone more smartly, or how do we start to look at those spreadsheets without being scared of them, and you know, understand that this information is yours. We're not you control who gets to see it and who doesn't, but we can get away from, you know, that little notebook that's always in the wrong place when we need it, or got damaged or lost, and we lost those records.
My guest is Adam Shanks here on the Your Farm podcast here on Hoosier Ag Today. And certainly I am a huge proponent of digital agriculture, the use of drones, the use of computer technology, satellites, robotic sprayers. As you mentioned, it runs the gamut from horticulture to agronomy and everything in between, agricultural and biological engineering, ag economics, because we have certainly a number of ag companies that have developed software and apps that will help with your farm finances, which is certainly a new tool for farmers across the U.S. And I guess my bigger question is, when you have a farm economy, and I certainly don't want to get down on the way things are for farmers, because, as you know, it's been a very rough go for farmers here, and it may be a rough go for a good while for farmers in terms of what they're able to get for their crops. You see where commodity prices are for corn and soybeans. You know how much it costs to put and invest into those crops in terms of inputs, diesel prices for the farm equipment, fungicides, which are an absolute must nowadays for corn and soybean crops. So many other factors that farmers are having to spend money on. and to be able to tell farmers that this is an additional cost that could actually save you money in the long term. Is that a conversation that you've had with farmers in terms of any sort of pushback? Because a lot of this digital agriculture, a lot of these apps, there are fees, there are different costs involved, but how do you sell that to different farmers that, hey, you could actually be saving money long-term by investing in digital agriculture and this software and this technology, Adam?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You know, there are lots of new inputs, lots of more expensive inputs that we didn't used to have to worry about. Equipment costs continue to rise. You know, looking at our input costs, seed, fertilizer, chemicals, all that starts to add up and change and evolve as new diseases come on the scene, new technology emerges. So, my goodness, what a time to really embrace digital ag and digital tools, because how do we capture or measure those inputs that we've put on? You know, how do we know that we're going to get an ROI on that particular thing, whatever it is that we're trying or putting out in the field or in with our livestock feed or whatever? You know, how do we track that and show that there's a positive ROI over time with that investment? And so, yes, there are, you know, some fees to be involved with some of this. And I know farmers are, a lot of them, me included, we don't need another dashboard to look at. You know, we don't need something else to have to log on to and look at and try to make a decision from. But where these apps and these digital tools can really help us is they can take that information and then start to help clean and assess that. And, you know, and then we can look at, well, maybe we need to look at our harvest order. And so what I mean by that is, you know, based on the inputs or the data that we collected from our inputs and our planting dates and our weather that we're tracking constantly, you know, maybe we can be more efficient in selecting which fields we go harvest. And maybe we can look at, you know, how we can minimize that road time with the combine, or, you know, how can we maybe minimize the amount of time the truck has to sit in line at the elevator burning fuel. And, you know, so there's lots of little things that tracking this data or this digital information over time can help reduce costs, make us more efficient. And yeah, there might be some upfront cost to those resources, but they can ultimately help us save money in the end.
Our guest is Adam Shanks. He is the Digital Agriculture and Natural Resources Curriculum Lead for Purdue Extension and CCSI, the Conservation Cropping Systems Initiative. We're going to talk more about digital agriculture and the curriculum that's available at Purdue University coming up here in just a bit. So don't you dare go anywhere. You're watching the Your Farm Podcast here on Hoosier Ag Today, as Hoosier Ag Today presents Your Purdue Extension, a podcast network.
The average American reaches for their mobile phone about 350 times a day. For Indiana farmers, that number is probably higher, as the Hoosier Ag Today mobile app keeps them updated on the latest markets, weather, and farm news information. If you haven't downloaded this free app, you're missing out on a powerful and portable resource. The Hoosier Ag Today mobile app can be downloaded at the Apple Store and Google Play, and at HoosierAgToday.com. The Hoosier Ag Today mobile app.
Welcome back to the Your Farm Podcast, as Hoosier Ag Today presents Your Purdue Extension, a podcast network. And I'm your host, CJ Miller, with Hoosier Ag Today. Our guest today is Adam Shanks. He not only farms in Howard County, not far from Rushaville in the Kokomo area, but he's also involved with Purdue Extension and the digital agriculture team. And I know that digital agriculture, Adam, has been a huge part of what's been introduced into the curriculum, I should say, at Purdue University. As you mentioned earlier before the break, digital agriculture, it touches nearly every components of modern agriculture, agronomy, engineering, animal sciences, horticulture, forestry. They all interact within this digital agriculture frame set. And so you have this curriculum now at Purdue University. What can you tell me about the Purdue Extension Digital Agriculture Curriculum, and what is the depth and breadth of that new program here, Adam?
Yeah, absolutely. So this was actually thought of and delivered through or established through kind of a needs assessment from some local high school and career center ag teachers. They saw the need or that pull from industry representatives to have students coming either post high school, post career center, pre-college with some skill sets in digital agriculture, because, you know, it is such a ever-changing and such a big snowballing type of an idea or concept that we can't obviously just teach everything everybody needs to know, you know, in a career setting or in a career setting. The industry people are, you know, we don't have the time to really get them upskilled and our employees ready to go. So we actually, a team of about 20 Purdue Extension folks and specialists on campus, developed this very comprehensive curriculum that starts at a very base level, an understanding of different knowledge steps as far as Excel, soil science, UAVs, soil fertility. There's about 8 different units in this curriculum. And we start at a very base level, and then we start to just continue to build. And at the point where, you know, you can actually do the curriculum, we have students go into like QGIS, which is a geographic software, and they start to build shape files, and they bring in yield data, and they bring in different sets of, you know, soil characteristics and nutrient levels from soil tests, and then they can start to actually analyze and make prescription maps through those different tools and resources. So, you know, we're trying to take we understand that not everybody's on the same level when it comes to this information. So these ag teachers have the flexibility, you know, they kind of understand where those students are, and they can start them out very basic, or they can move through through the curriculum and start them at maybe a higher level. But they have the option and the opportunity there to take this material and upskill those students so that when they are graduating high school or graduating the career center, they have a skill set that they can go to industry and work, or they have a skill set that they can go to a post-secondary university and be up to speed and ready to jump in and tackle this digital ag type work or this education experience because, you know, they've been through this curriculum.
Chatting with Adam Shanks here on the Your Farm podcast here on Hoosier Ag Today. We're talking about digital agriculture. And it's interesting when you take a deeper dive, Adam, into the number of startups, the number of new ag tech businesses that have developed here over the course of just the past 5 years, within the past decade at least. And I'm going to give a shout out to one such ag tech startup, which is using digital technology, Virility Inc., which is based out of Hancock County. I want to give a shout out to Leanne Hart. She's the CEO and has developed this program that basically tests to see, and it's on the farm testing of swine to see when they're fertile. So that way you're not having to guess if you're trying to breed hogs, whether a certain hog is or a pig is fertile or not. This particular software and this particular platform through Virility Inc. does that. You also have Insignum Ag Tech, which is another program, or I should say another company. It's so many different ones out there that that are using technology that, once again, 30, 40, 50, 60 years ago would have seemed like it was out of Star Wars or Star Trek. But you have so many brilliant minds out there who are developing these ideas because there's certainly a need. But then you also have students and those who are in high school, in college, who are looking for careers or possibly to come up with their own idea to do their own ag tech startup. So my question, Adam, is what tools or resources are available to those in high school, in college, who are digital or who are interested in perhaps advancing digital agriculture, or they just want to find a job or career with a company like a Virility Inc., like an Insignum Ag Tech, and they want to help advance that company as well. What tools or resources are out there, Adam?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great question. And, you know, as you mentioned, you know, as we start to increase the demand and the size of operations and how they're using that digital technology to see when the breeding time or the breeding window for swine is optimized, you know, that just tracks all the way through to knowing, you know, when the what that gestation period is and when those sows or those gilts are going to farrow. That has a long reach, right? So it's not just one thing that you're trying to help decide there. That plane keeps on going, and it has a far reaching effect even at the end. So I guess what I would say is for tools and resources that are out there, that's kind of the gist and the drift of the IDOS center is how can we bring together all of these things that people are doing across the industry and across the colleges in the digital world. I'm not going to restrict it to digital agriculture, but in this digital presence, how can we work together and help move the needle? And that's where we're trying. We've got the digital toolbox on our digital ag site for the IDOS Center or the Institute. So there's resources there for current tools that we've developed. There's resources there for outreach. If you go to that website, there's a bar across the top, and there are so many resources. And as this center gets or this institute gets legs under it and gets started, we're just going to continue to culminate those ideas and those individuals and those programs that really help lift up digital agriculture and the concepts and the tools and those great people, you know, that have that interest and that calling to make those or see that need for a business or some sort of a startup. And that would be a great place to start that interaction.
And Adam, I noticed that not to minimize the efforts of what other land-grant institutes across the U.S. are doing, but it seems to me, and I may be biased because I'm a Hoosier, you're a Hoosier, and we all have that passion for what the team at Purdue University and Purdue Extension are doing, but it really does seem that Purdue University and Purdue Extension and the College of Agriculture as a whole is really leaps and bounds ahead of this digital technology movement and trying to gear more students toward that path and really looking for solutions long term, not just trying to get college not to get students through the program, but to really educate them and get them thinking about what agriculture looks like by the year 2030, by the year 2040, 2050, maybe even into the 22nd century, the next century, I should say. So Purdue is really leading the charge, Adam, when it comes to this advancement in digital agriculture.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I know there's a lot of work being done at other land grant institutions on this, but yeah, I'd like to think that, you know, we started this kind of digital presence or push back in, you know, 2016, 2017, when drones were coming on. We've been doing precision agriculture for many years. And I feel like there's kind of a difference between precision agriculture and digital agriculture. Some folks use that term ambiguous, but I feel like maybe not all digital agriculture is precision agriculture, but I think all precision agriculture is digital agriculture. And so we continue to try to upskill and grow that talent, those folks that come in and are interested and, see that direction or have an idea. And we want to nurture that and upskill them and help them connect with the right people, the right resources to help grow that idea and help make them successful.
And Adam, I always ask this question last, but I'll throw it to you anyway and ask this question. Is there anything else involving digital agriculture and the and what Purdue University, what Purdue Extension is doing? Anything that I've forgotten to ask or that you'd like to include as part of our conversation regarding this exciting program through Purdue University and Purdue Extension, Adam?
Yeah, as we just continue to grow, I always tell my students in class that, you know, we know what we can do. We know what we've done and it's done, but they're the next generation. You know, they are the ones that have the imagination and see the demand and will be the ones to develop that next tool or that next app that they see the need for. So I just always like to encourage them, you know, not to just be satisfied with what we have, but to take these skills and these lessons and try to find that next great thing. Because, you know, like I said, we know what we can do with drones. We know what we've done with drones, but there's a whole world out there of things still to be discovered and uses that, you know, I won't think of. Same way with this digital technology and robotics. You know, as we move into autonomous sprayers, as we move into livestock management without human interaction, you know, we're looking at how robots can help manage livestock, or, you know, there's lots of different opportunities out there as we come to this intersection of engineering and computer science and food production and agronomy, and just how we can all work together in this field and just make food production and life better, more efficient, more successful.
Absolutely. And don't forget to check out the website. It's extension.purdue.edu. And that's where you can find more information about the digital agriculture program, or just go to Google or your whichever search engine you like and type in Purdue Extension Digital Agriculture, and you'll find more information about the curriculum through Purdue Extension. Once again, Adam Shanks, Digital Agriculture and Natural Resources Curriculum Lead for Purdue Extension and CCSI, the Conservation Cropping Systems Initiative. Adam, thank you so much for your time and sharing some of your time with us here today to discuss digital agriculture and Purdue Extension here on Hoosier Ag Today. I appreciate it.
I really appreciate the opportunity. It was great visiting with you.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Adam. And thank you for joining us here on the Your Farm Podcast as Hoosier Ag Today presents Your Purdue Extension, a podcast network. And we'll be back with more in the coming weeks with the Your Farm Podcast here on Hoosier Ag Today. Thank you so much for joining us here today. I'm CJ Miller.